Joe knows who. Joe, remember Fred Skipworth? He was a photographer at Channel 5. That's who it was.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been caught out on the golf course a couple of times when it was really scary. And I know one year I was doing a TV game on the old WNAB when they would do, you know, TV broadcasts now and then of football. I was doing a game at TSU in the old Hale Stadium. And we were sitting up on top of the press box. They had a little place set up for us up there. Mark, you'll remember what that was like. It was a very small press area to begin with, and we were just up on the top of it. And as the game progressed, you could see the storm coming toward the stadium. And in the middle of the fourth quarter, I told the producer and the director on the air, I said, if that gets any closer, I'm leaving. I don't care if the game's over or not. And I was dreadfully fearful of that and certainly didn't want to be wearing headsets and things at the time.
Yeah.
So, I'm one of those that I don't take any chances on that stuff.
Joe, I'm bailing if we have any lightning this season.
No, you have to stay out there. Now, you have to... You know, you're down on the field. It won't get that low.
Yeah. No, that's true.
Yeah.
All right, I'll stand by the goalpost.
Joe, I wanted to ask you, Chris Nixon, in the media session last week, Picture Day was, they had a media day.
Right.
And talked openly about his trials and tribulations of last season, trying to play with the injury to his throwing shoulder, getting booed by Vandy fans, and how tough that was on him and how, of the nine games he started, that he was really only right for two of them.
Yeah, and I don't think Vanderbilt fans would have reacted that way had they realized how much he was banged up. You know, I think as time went on and word began to get out that they were a little more open with the injuries that he had and how much he was trying to play with, and I think that sort of eased the fans a little bit. But there for a while, yeah, the fans were on him pretty good because he just wasn't making the throws he had made before. He wasn't making the decisions he had made before. And you could sort of see it happening. And Kevin, we've talked about it a lot during the year. You could see him as he got more banged up, then he started losing his confidence because he couldn't make the plays he knew he could make before. And it just sort of snowballed from there. And it was a very trying time for him, very difficult. So he's been through the adversity now, and I think it's one of those things that, you know, if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. I believe that's probably the way he feels coming into this year.
And they put on the full pads today, right?
Yeah, today things get interesting. This is the day the defense looks forward to, you know, because they've been chasing the quarterback for the last few days, and, you know, they can two-hand touch him, and they can do that with receivers that come across the middle, but they can't, you know, go full bore. Today they will for the first time, and I know the defense has probably been ahead of the offense so far. That's probably not a big surprise, but it'll be really interesting to see this secondary and see these young linebackers now, you know, going full speed and full pads. I know the coaching staff's really looking forward to that.
Joe, thanks as always. Talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, guys.